Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I want to file a new claim.
You want to file a new claim?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what is that social?
587735969.
And just to confirm, that's 587735969.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your first and last name?
Tina Brewer.
And your date of birth?
9/25/92.
And your mother's maiden name?
Maxine Brewer.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Brewer. All right. Ms. Brewer, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Mm-hmm.
You do have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And is English your preferred language?
No, just English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school with college?
All right.
Come again?
I just was a high school graduate.
All right. And do you have a driver's license number?
Yes.
And what is the issuing state?
I'm currently staying in Alabama, but I was working in Texas for like more than 3.5 months, but I wasn't staying. I just went there for work, and that didn't work out good, so I'm back in Alabama, and I was trying to see, could I file my unemployment in Alabama? Because I never left. I just came to work for temporary.
So you went to Texas to work temporarily?
Yes, I was back and forth. I didn't stay or move.
So you would need to file unemployment in Texas?
When I called them, they said that I need to file in Alabama since that I have no, what they said, no credits in Texas. That's why I can't file in Texas. They said I have to file in Alabama because.
Okay.
That is.
All right. And what is your driver's license number?
8743776.
And was that issued by Alabama?
Yes.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments either through direct deposit into a checking or savings account through a traditional bank or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right. Is that going into a checking or savings account?
Checking.
All right. And what is your routing number?
It's 041-215-663.
And which bank is that?
It's It's with my Cash App. It's a bank called.
So unfortunately, we're unable to send any payments through to Cash App.
Okay, what about Chime?
No, ma'am, it has, by traditional bank, it means that it's a bank that has a physical location. So like a Guardian, a Regions, Bank of America, one of those.
Okay, I got a question. So is there any way, like if I am approved for it, can I go back and change my payment option?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I could just tell it to my email because I don't have, like, an actual bank as of right now.
All right, so you want to do the benefits card?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and just so you know, the prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what is a good mailing address for you?
One 58. Riverline Road, Pickensville, Alabama, 35447.
All right.
PO Box Can y'all send us a P.O. box?
So, do you use a P.O. box for your mail and you have a home address?
You can just send it to the home address because, although sometimes they put it, I had a P.O. box, but sometimes they put it down in the mailbox because my house had currently just got burned down a couple months ago. So they put mail in the mailbox and sometimes they put it in my P.O. I opened up a P.O. box, but unfortunately, they've been putting mail in my P.O. box and down at the house in the mailbox.
So which option would you prefer that I do?
I'll just do the home address. If it's returned, I'll just have to change it. 158 Riverline Road, Pickensville, Alabama, 35447.
And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
All right. What is a good phone number to reach you at?
205-399-0455.
All right, just to confirm that mailing address, I have 158 Riverline Road, Pickensville, Alabama, 35447. All right, and just so you know, Ms. Brewer, it is necessary to verify your mailing address, your identity when filing for UC benefits. So I'm going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions, okay? Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Obstetrics and gynecology, ophthalmology, registered dietitian, registered nurse, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 119 Curry Court, 211 20th Street North, 2197 Highway 2624, 22235 Alabama Highway 14, or none of the above.
2235 Alabama Highway 14.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Athens, Carrollton, Madison, Enterprise, or none of the above?
Carrollton.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
I work, yes.
All right.
I work for Zachary.
And was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Oh, no, it's a different one.
And when is the last day you worked?
It was. Hold on. It was November. I think it was November the. I'm not sure, but I know it was November 18th, something like that.
So November 18th of last year.
Yes, it was around November when I worked the
Did
last job.
you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
You said that I work in another state and then what now?
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? So it's asking if you worked out of state within the last 12 months, 18 months.
Yes.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
You said, do I work for what now?
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trader occupation? Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
All right, what was your job title at that job?
I was a carpenter helper too.
You were a what?
Carpenter helper.
All right, are you seeking work in that same occupation?
Yes, and other more, I've been applying on Indeed. So, and I've been going through a temp service called Express, but when I worked, but I didn't work even a week, but the job was temporary, so I've been looking for work, so I don't call that a job because I didn't stay long. So I've been going through like temp services.
All right, so who is your most recent employer?
My most recent employer is Zachary. That's the one I have credit for.
Is who?
Zachary, the carpenter helper.
Is it under a different name?
No, it's called Zachary.
And can you spell that for me?
Zachary.
Zachary.
Zachary Inc. It's called Zachary Conscription. Conscription Inc. Something like
And where was the city working at?
it was in Texas. When I tried to apply for unemployment in Texas, they said that I didn't have enough credit here and that I need to file in Alabama.
Do you remember the
And then
address for that company?
I can look you up. What, the employment office or the Zachary number?
Were you working through were you working through a temp agency?
Okay, can I explain to the, because I don't know what to say. Like, okay, when I filed for unemployment, my last job was Zachary Construction. And just last week, I had a job through a tip service called Unemployment, I mean, Express. But the job didn't last no more than a week. So I don't know to tell them Zachary since I worked there longer
So
or
it would
Express
be
since
through
I.
Express.
Even though I didn't work there no more than a week.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, Express.
And then what was that social again?
5-8-7-7-3-5-9-6-9.
All right, give me just a second. All right, I'm gonna have to. So, my system kicked me out, so I'm gonna have to go back through and ask you the secure some security questions again, okay?
Okay.
In which of the following cities does Angela Little currently live her own property? Cottondale, Alabama, Opelika, Alabama, Ozark, Alabama, Sims, Alabama, or none of the above? I'm not familiar with this person.
Cottondale, Alabama.
Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Bearcats, Colonials, Pioneers, Surge, none of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Florence, Madison, Selma, or none of the above?
Tuscaloosa. You said have a relation to me?
Yes, but I got that one. Okay, so you work for Express. Was it Express Services? All righty. All right, and which Express did you use? Where was that Express located at?
It was in Beaumont, Texas. Like, I came here for work out of town, but that didn't go so well. So before I try to leave, I try to find another job, but that didn't last long, so I just went back home.
All right. And when did you start working there?
After work to my at Bo and at Express for Express.
Yes.
I can't give you a definite date, but I know I worked just only 7 days. Let me see, can I find it? I can pull up my profile for employment. Give me 1 second. Okay. So I had to work on the so work on the 6th, February the 6th, I think. No, hold on, hold on, hold on. No, it says my pay period started January the 31st to February the 6th.
So, what was that pay period?
It says on my check stub, pay period from January the 31st, 2022 to February the 6th, 2022.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why do you no longer work for the company?
It was, I guess it was a temporary job when she first, when I first went to them because couldn't find work. So she was like, it's gonna be a temporary job. She didn't give me an estimate. It was like a full-time job. And then when I worked that full week, because I was a delivery driver, but they said that they wanted somebody that's more experienced with the area since I was from Alabama. They wanted somebody that was, I guess, a guy that was more experienced with the area because you have to unload and unload heavy merchandise. And I guess me being a female and wasn't familiar with the area. And they just told me that they just wanted someone that's familiar with the area. So I guess I was fired, terminated.
All right. Do you remember the name of the person who informed you of it?
Of the what the job I was working at, it was called MD and supply, but I went through Express Employment to get me the job. So
And
they are the
who
ones I
informed
think
you that you were being terminated?
the people that at the job, the manager at MD Supply in Beaumont.
And what was their name?
Her name, I know her first name is Tiffany, but I don't know her last name, but I know the place I worked. But the temp agency got me the job, so I guess everything was through them. I'm believing so. But I have the number if you want it, want Express number.
I already have that.
Yes, but I just remember the lady's name was Tiffany. That's what I can remember. Tiffany, and she just told me on my last day of working, that was on a Monday evening. Yeah, last Monday evening she had told me. Well, that morning around, I left at 8:30, and she was like, they needed someone more, so I contacted my tip service and let them know what was going on. So,
All right, do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
no.
All right, and do you have pen and paper?
Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
Your PIN number is 6992. And I'd keep that handy just because I'm going to give you a couple of websites and phone numbers you're going to need. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in a loss of benefits. And I'll give you a second to write down that website.
So I will need to file this upcoming Sunday.
Yes, but this is your job application. This is the Alabama Career Centers. This
Yeah, I
is.
already have all that. That I
Okay.
have a profile with them already and everything. I have that all set up.
So you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week, meaning that yes, you'll start doing your weekly certifications this Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before decision on your claim is made. Ms. Brewer, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right, then thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.